this podcast is for you, the modern man. I'm Dr. Anne Truong, your host. I'm an intimate health medical doctor and best-selling author of the book, Erectile Dysfunction Fix. I'll do a deep dive into sexual health and performance and how it affects men of all ages and backgrounds. So let's get started and be sure to visit my website at sexualhealthformenpodcast.com for more information and resources from the show. See you on the inside. Hello there, modern man. In today's episode, we're going to talk about why should you do testicle massage and how does it help with erectile dysfunction. I'm Dr. Anne Truong. I've treated over 7,000 men with ED without medication or surgery. Now, let's just dive into it. What is testicle massage? And in fact, I'm talking about this today because one of the patients that I saw today said that, wow, I never knew that you can do testicle massage. And how do you do it? I'm 52 years old. I've never heard of such a thing. I thought, you know what? I was going to do an episode to really show you that the beneficial aspect of doing massage to your testicles. And you know what? You will not harm your testicle when you massage it. Let's dive into how testicle massage is actually helpful, the mechanism of action of that. So the testicle, let's talk about anatomy first. The testicles actually come from your abdominal space called the peritoneum, abdominal space, and it dives down into the scrotal sac called the spermatic cord. This is called the spermatic cord. And if you look on here, it is full of blood vessels, it's full of arteries and veins and nerve. This is called a spermatic cord that gives it blood flow, that gives it sensation. So it dives from your abdominal cavity into the scrotal sac, and it's kind of freely hanging there. The scrotum is a sac that actually helps control the temperature of the testicles. And the testicle is where your sperm is being made and is where testosterone is being made as well. So it's a very important organ for a man. So it is control your fertility as well as your sexual function. And the reason why it's outside of the body in the scrotum, because it needs to be between 2 to 4 degrees lower than your body temperature in order for it to function. It is also controlled by the autonomic nervous system, such as the sympathetic and the parasympathetic. So as you can see from the anatomy here, it's full of blood vessels. So when you massage it, the testicle is about 4 to 5 centimeters in length and about 2 to 3 centimeters across in diameter. And when you start massaging the testicle, you want to kind of go around and up a little bit like that. So you want to go up the spermatic cord and around the vas deferens, where the tube where the sperm comes up, and the sperm is actually comes up and joined with the prostate to create semen. And when you massage, you want to kind of go in like a circular motion like this and use 2 fingers and 1 finger like this. And you won't harm it, just kind of like light pressure where it's just slight pressure where you can just see a little blanching on your fingertips, on your nail bed. Just light pressure, 1 to 2 pounds pressure. Just work around the edge, around the vas deferens and the spermatic cord, and then come down and around. And you just want to do it with these 2 fingers around like that for about 2 minutes. Now, why do you need to massage it? Because when you massage something, even if you massage your neck or your shoulder, it actually improves circulation and helps with blood flow to the region. So it brings in oxygen to the area and it brings in nutrient, and at the same time, remove metabolic waste product, the stuff that you don't want. So it helps with your improving blood flow, and it helps so that the testicle make more testosterone and make more sperm. So let's say if you just rub your hands like this, you can feel the warmth on your hand because you're bringing in more blood flow to the area. So you're stimulating more blood flow, you're stimulating more hormone production because you're stimulating more blood flow to the testicles, which produces testosterone. You're also stimulating lymphatic drainage because massage can promote lymphatic flow. Now the lymph is where you clear out the toxin from the cells and the testicles, and then you also reduce inflammation to the area. So this improves overall testicular health and indirectly helping with ED. So that is important. The lymph is working. You get all the toxic stuff away. You also stimulate the nerve in the testicles as well. Remember I said that the testicles also have nerve ending? Well, when you're doing this, you're potentially increasing the sensitivity of the nerve and improving sexual arousal and response. Okay, modern men, you are not alone and you don't have to suffer anymore. ED can feel isolating, frustrating, and even defeating. The endless guessing, the quiet shame, the weight of not feeling like yourself is exhausting. But here's the truth. You are not broken. You are not alone. You don't have to figure this out alone anymore. The Get Wood Now Boost program is your step-by-step path to sexual confidence and restoration. No more suffering in silence. No more trial and error, just real solution, real result, and the confidence you deserve. It's time to take back your power on your term. Let's get this journey started together. Check out the course at getwoodnow.com. I'll see you there. Now, the scrotal area and the testicles is also an erogenous zone. Another benefit is stress reduction because chronic stress and anxiety, significant contributor to ED, and the relaxation and stress relieving effect of the massage can actually lower cortisol level and also improve relaxation. So you will notice that with testicular massage for about 2 minutes, gentle pressure just going up and around will help with longer and firm erection, better sexual arousal. It even enhances ejaculation control because you're improving the circulation in the testicle, which then feed into the prostate, increase sensitivity and pleasure, stress relief, and improve mental well-being and overall increase in sperm count and sperm quality as well. Now, as a man, you're like, oh my God, I never think about massaging my testicle. Is this kind of taboo? Well, it's probably one of your most important organs in your body because it is involved in your fertility and also your sexual function. But have you ever massaged your testicle before? Well, now there is a reason to, because there are physiological response when you do massage your testicles, because it does make sense. Anytime you're massaging something, you're bringing in more blood flow to the area for you to start thinking about, okay, how can I do testicle massage? You can do that while you're taking a shower in the morning. Remember, your testosterone level is the highest in the morning. So you can do it while you're massaging. You can even do it at night. And you want to coordinate the testicle massage with Kegel exercises and then also doing the penis pumping. I call that the golden triad. You combine that together is win-win-win situation for better erection, better sensitivity, and really a natural way to rehab your penis again and to awaken, to give it more oxygen, to bring in more blood flow, increase hormone, reducing stress, and increasing sensitivity. What more can you ask for, right? So I hope you find this helpful because my patient stimulated me to kind of explain that you will not harm yourself and do gentle massaging. I'm not saying squeeze the life out of it, just gentle. And you will find that it may even help your ED and combining that with Kegel and combining that with penis pump. It just makes sense. So let me know if you're going to start doing it. So you should do it for about 2 minutes at a time, once a day. That's not a lot. And let me know if you're going to start doing it. Let me know if you have any questions. It will mean the world to me if you get a notification, subscribe to the channel, share it with somebody that you love. And just know that you are not alone. It is not your fault. And that you do not have to suffer in silence with ED. There are alternative treatments to ED. If you need help, contact us in the link below. Schedule a time to meet with my team to see how we can help. And also check out our resources in the description as well. And we created the Modern Man Club as a discreet and supportive space to help you get out of ED towards sexual confidence and living the life that you deserve. Do not suffer in silence. And I hope that you find inspiration from this episode and that I will see you in the next episode, Modern Man. Okay, Modern Man, you are not alone and you don't have to suffer anymore. ED can feel isolating, frustrating, and even defeating. The endless guessing, the quiet shame, the weight of not feeling like yourself is exhausting, but here's the truth. You are not broken, you are not alone, and you don't have to figure this out alone anymore. The Get Wood Now Boost Program is your step-by-step path to sexual confidence and restoration. No more suffering in silence, no more trial and error, just real solution, real result, and the confidence you deserve. It's time to take back your power on your terms. Let's get this journey started together. Check out the course at getwoodnow.com. I'll see you there. Thanks for listening to the Sexual Health for Men podcast. If you love this episode, then please take a screenshot on your phone and post it on Facebook, Instagram, or wherever you post. And be sure to tag me and let me know why you like this episode and what you like to hear in the future. That will help me know what's great for you, and I would love to give you the most incredible free gift designed to help you improve performance quickly. Go to my website at sexualhealthformenpodcast.com to get the book, The 5 Common Costly Mistakes Men Make When Facing ED. I would appreciate it if you subscribe, leave a review on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen, and just know that you can have sexual vitality for life. I appreciate you. Until next time.